Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Fuck no. And I'ma stand on that.
Okay.
And they can get in my DM. You can get in my DM all you want every day.
Oh shit, how you doing?
I hardly can't see your face. I'm coming from the basement.
Okay.
Hey, boo. Okay, you had your life. Oh, I hear an echo.
Let's go outside. Can you see me now?
It's just certain signs that you should be able to pick up on instantly that somebody's a bullshit human being. One is if they walking around with an earpiece in their ear. Like, remember the Bluetooth earpieces? I've never met a person who had a Bluetooth earpiece in randomly who wasn't a piece of shit. And they showed you they were a piece of shit within the first 10 seconds of interacting with them. Another one is if they have a nose ring, especially at this advanced age.
Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
Charles said.
We need light. Have the light in your face. Okay, that's better.
You see me now?
Yes.
I don't have no makeup on.
That's okay. What's your name, baby?
What the f***?
Cassandra, how old are you?
I am 42 years old, and I'm from Baltimore.
Let that be a warning to you.
So we got Cassandra, 42, Taurus, Baltimore. What you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Cassandra, why do you keep moving, honey? What's going
because,
on?
Because, so I have a 4-year-old, and I'm trying to give her gummies, so she leave me alone while I'm on this little call.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids!
Why you not
with
her daddy?
Child. Because he is an army man, and he ain't want no more kids, so he is moved back to Georgia.
I've never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
A single mother again, or well, I guess you don't become one again, because she's going to say later she got a 13-year-old too. You became a baby mama to another man at 38 years old, a man who was so unserious about you, he didn't want anything to do with the child or you. What does him being an army man have to do with anything?
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Women really are supposed to be married young, because everything after that is cringe. After 25, like I always say, everything get cringe with women. Fling situationships and one-night stands at 38. It's just fucking stupid, and it puts you in stupid positions like that. Now you're back on the date market at 42 with a 4-year-old and a 13-year-old. Like, this is all just so chaotic already. I gotta give my 4-year-old a gummy. It is fucking ridiculous.
Every part of this is completely preposterous.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay. You
didn't want a razor?
No. Here, take these. All right. Because you're embarrassing mommy. Mommy been waiting for years to get on this show. Go get baby.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids!
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so...
I'll ask you some more. Go ahead.
Is that your only child?
I have a 13-year-old as well.
Okay, so Cassandra, you got to stay in the light.
I mean, yeah, this is already just obnoxious. Kendra's annoyed. Men are annoyed. This is just too much already. We're not even 2 minutes in. This would be nothing but chaos in your life. There's no reason why this 2 minutes should have been this chaotic. Can you imagine actually being involved with her?
Hell no.
She became a first-time baby mama at 29. That tells you everything you need to know about a woman. Okay, 16, 18, 20, 21, we'll even give somebody. But becoming a baby mama at 29?
Yikes. No, look at me. Look at me.
Have you ever been married?
Nope.
Never married. What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
You know, I'm looking for somebody who has their stuff together financially as far as a career goes.
No. You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
And honestly, somebody that does not mind me having 2 kids. I have a career. I've been a nurse for 18 years, so I definitely make enough money to take care of my kids. I live in the city. I own my own home. I've owned it for 15 years.
Wow. What? Oh, my God. Word.
You know, been through a lot, but... things a little bit different. So I do want a God-fearing man, somebody that believes in God.
Ma'am, multiple kids out of wedlock, ghetto-ass nails and nose rings and some more shit. You're not giving godly woman to me. Is this weave in her head? You're just, nothing about this is giving godly woman. God does not reside in that household.
You don't know that.
People just be talking. Look at those childish ass nails. Who's signing up for this, man? Whoever even hit this is down bad.
Pretty much good for the kids, honestly. Like me and the kids, because too many bad people out there when you have stepkids. You know what I mean?
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers is too many baby moms, not financially stable, not really having like a career of such. Like you have to be able to hold your own. Like you don't have to have a degree, but you have to have something where you're bringing in some money. You have a 401k, a full 3B. If you own your own business, because what guys do around here is they like to own their own business, but they don't like to claim anything, so they still got medical assistance. I don't want that type of guy. What? I don't want the type of guy that
what does he do?
So, you know, you got guys that like have the business and they, you know, they make money and they still decide to not claim all of their income so they can still qualify for low income this, low income that. You know, I'm from Baltimore. It's a lot of bums around here, respectfully.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
We attract what we are.
God, why? That doesn't need to be said. We get it. You fucked with a couple dudes who did that. But it doesn't make you present well when you say something that specific. It just tells us you fucked with a dude who did that. And that doesn't make you look good. Man, they need to work on self-awareness, man. All these fucking trauma dumps. All these ridiculous. Don't be a man who got his own business, but don't claim all the money so you can still get government assistance. Why say some ghetto-ass shit like that? Just with, they can't help it, man. They can't help. If you let them talk, they're going to let you know pretty quick why they're single and in the position they're in life. This is a goofy-ass 42-year-old woman. I don't know how they make it through life.
How do you lack so much self-awareness that you don't see how stupid all of this is?
Do you want a man in Baltimore?
I would like somebody in Maryland. It doesn't have to be Baltimore. You know, I'm Southern Maryland, not Western Maryland, because that's like Cumberland and that type. But, you know, like D.C. area, the county. That's about it.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
I'm 5'8". I would like somebody that's at least 5'8". Or more, you know what I mean? Like, when I don't wear heels that much anymore, but, you know, when I do, I'm a little bit tall, so.
You know how many times I hear this
Does she got a, like, what the heck? Is that a cardigan with a Muhammad Ali t-shirt under it? What's going on?
And I don't want no really, really big boys. You know what I mean? Like, I want real, real big.
Don't have your head cut off. All right.
I got big kid, and this is small. There we go. I'm, like, literally on my porch so my daughter does not interrupt me.
Your daughter can be in there drinking bleach, as far as you know. She's in there supervising herself while you're on a ghetto-ass dating show. You gave her a gummy, though. So when the cops come, you be like, oh, I gave her a gummy.
So I feel like I want somebody that really does make six figures. But if you make high five figures, as long as you're good with your finances, you're good. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you make 60, 70, 80, and you are not, like, spending crazy, then that's good for me.
How about new?
Prefer six figures, but you could work with 60, 70, or 80.
Oh, okay, so 60, I guess after you say it, it sounds... Okay, so maybe like 80 or 90, that's what I can work with.
Where do they get the ego? Where do they get the audacity? Where do they get the gall? I genuinely want to know. If you asked her, she probably would say, I'm a badass bitch. Women just feel entitled to top 5% men. Not I'm wishing on a star and I hope I can pull off a miracle and get this dude. No, I'm just entitled to it. I'll work with a top 5% man, even though I'm a bottom 5% woman. I'll see what I can do.
So 80 is the minimum?
Yes.
Okay, 80 is the minimum. So if a guy made 60, he shouldn't reach out to you?
I mean, maybe he makes 60 and he got a retirement as a army person. That's different, you know?
Hell no!
He can reach out, you know.
I'll bet him. All right, let's do this again. But we gotta see, the light is not good, honey. So you got the backlight. You need to turn the light has to be there. We go. How old are you again? 42.
42.
We have to see your legs, Cassandra.
My legs. Oh God. How do people do this? How do people get their whole body on this little itty bitty?
All right.
I don't have no booty, but I do have big boobs. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
42, Taurus. What's the age range you would date?
36 to 55. Oh, another deal breaker. I'm not having any more kids. So, because I also find that at my age, I find a lot of like 37, 38 year old people, men, and they don't have kids. I'm fixed. Neutered. Not doing it again.
Okay, you're not doing it again. Okay, got you. So we got Cassandra, 42, Taurus, Baltimore nurse. Oh, when was your last relationship?
A long time ago. Long time ago. Don't let the four-year-old fool you. I was single when I had her. I had like a situation right before her for like 2 years, but we weren't like really, really together.
Light, I mean you.
Okay.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids!
So you was in a situation with her dad?
No. I was in a situation with another guy that I dealt with for a while. Me and her father, he lived out of state. I've known him since high school. And he was in the army, and we always like deal with each other. Since like maybe 2016, like that. And you know how sometimes guys, after you get pregnant, they you can buy me a first class ticket, but when I ask for a Kiko set, you act like you don't have no money. So you know it's okay. That's why.
Well, let me ask my own money. Two questions. Was you ever in a relationship with your grandfather?
My son, yeah. My daughter's father, I consider him friends. Like I consider him a friend. I've known him all my life. I never thought that, you know, once I got pregnant and had a baby, he would act like this.
Right.
Well, you guys weren't in a relationship, you said that.
No, it was okay. It was okay. I was never upset about it. I was very blessed to be 37 with a good pregnancy.
Okay. So when was your last relationship?
A pregnancy from a situationship, or it wasn't even a situationship. It was just a dude who slid through and fucked. This is not a blessing. Nothing about this situation is a blessing or has anything to do with God or religion or anything like that. There's nothing positive about this situation.
You don't know that.
I mean, at least she's not living off the government as far as we know. She said she got a good job and she owned her home since she was like 25. So I'll give her that.
You're a good man.
Pray for those little ones, please. If you believe in that sort of thing.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids!
My last relationship was probably with my son's father when my son was 6. Like a real boyfriend, girlfriend, going to everybody's, you know, holiday type of things. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Do you know what year that was?
Let me see. So, probably like 2013.
So, 10 years, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
What?
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
My last time was probably about, what year is this? Maybe like 2.5, 3 years.
2.5, 3 years. They said you need to check on your child. What happened?
Child, she is fine. Her and her brother arguing. What is wrong, Chloe?
Gummy.
Okay, see, she's fine. She wants another gummy. I know my child. Trust me. She's fine.
Okay. Kevin, so are you on a celibacy journey?
I mean, it's like, so what celibacy I feel like is until marriage. Abstinence is till like I really meet somebody that I'm ready to do it. You know, like that. It's not until marriage. No. Okay. It's just until I find somebody. Chloe, stop it now. Go in there. I'll get another gummy, child. Just wait until I get on Instagram Live with all these people that act like this. This is embarrassing.
You women are horrible.
You would literally be better off betting that bacteria would survive a good dousing of Lysol than finding her a man. That's fucked up. But that's the mathematical reason.